Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Eric.
And you are due for a sharpening. Eight.
We are live.
Oh, okay, cool.
Where we were going to do the other thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
In,
In a world.
Where
Evan starts the podcast.
And there's no real script. I only got into prison to find out what happened to my sister.
That's like a Cinemax.
Yeah,
okay. I'm sorry, ladies. It's laundry time.
This is it, Dad. This is what you do.
This is what we just sit and bullshit around.
Yeah.
Due for a sharpening, as it said in the intro.
Yeah. Very special night. We have all of us in the same room, which is pretty damn cool.
How about that?
And
we have the first time in the history of the podcast.
Right. With very extensive really history. Time. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
long story.
Vast.
And also, we have, it's a very special night for another reason. Our father, Mike
who
Bradley,
aren't in heaven.
Who is not in heaven. That would be his name. Mike Riley is in the building.
Hey, Dad.
In the room. Hey, Dad.
Welcome. Good evening, gentlemen. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you for indulging us.
Yeah, indulge it. Good. Yeah. So we were sitting around watching some hockey today, a lot of hockey
all day,
which is real nice.
Yeah,
great day.
Yeah, it was a great day.
We were gonna bring you the the cut rate version of it and only talk about who played this morning. It was like Austria and Switzerland or something like that.
Yeah, or something like that,
you know. So like, okay.
Oh, Slovakia and Swiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bummer that I really like the gumption of a lot of those teams, like Latvia.
Oh yeah,
but they never make it. They just don't have it. And
right.
There's guys on Latvia who I was noticing skate like, you know, way lower leagues, like even drop in, like beer league drop in. They got the speed or something like that, but they just don't have the flow. So when they play like the Americans, the fact that they hung with us, they hung with the U.S. for what, two periods? It was like 2-2 last week.
Mm.
Yep. And the U.S. pulled ahead and won like 5-2. But last year there was a kid on Latvia who was just all over the place. And I was like, I wonder if this kid's going to get drafted. And I didn't see him this year. I don't know if his eligibility went because he was too old or whatever.
That could be.
But he got kicked out for like a contact to the head in the last game they played last year.
Oh, really?
Which was a big bummer. You could see the kids, you know, they get tears in their eyes. And like Latvia won a game last year. And for a team like that, a country like that to win a game in the World Juniors is like equivocal to the U.S. winning the gold.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's cool. It really heats up when you get the group realignment. Like I think they have a day off tomorrow and then January 2nd when it starts back up.
Yep.
But the first preliminaries of the tournament is always a lot of fun because you might notice someone who was way off the beaten dartboard who plays really well, and then you're going to watch him get drafted next year.
Right.
You know, fifth round pick, and then who sees? There's a kid named Sandis Ozolinch on Latvia who is not related to Sandis Ozolinch, the famous Sandis Ozolinch, who won cups with Colorado, I believe. Yeah, and was on the Sharks as well. Mm. The Latvians have really cool names. Kirsters Gudlevskis.
That cool or just really hard to say? I mean, both. I guess they're both, but yeah. That's quite the name.
It's hard and cool.
It's like they played Boggle. Right. And they just shook it and then put it down.
It's over there. It's called like Bogvlesk. Right. Not Bog, yeah. Bogvleskins. They all end with ins.
Yeah. A little different than Ken Klee.
Ken Klee.
Ken Kleeskins.
Yeah.
That'd be one last name.
Yeah, it's also cool to watch, like you said, the preliminaries because it's a lot of teams just kind of feeling each other out still and getting a hang of the tournament, and especially with, you know, where we're at, how
feeling
many penalties are getting called, feeling the refs out too, and just seeing how that's going. So it's It's cool to see a lot of young kids adapting to so many different things quickly. And they're damn good at it. They're so good.
Well, you know, the U.S. and Canada both had their weird losses they weren't supposed to have this year. Like the Slovaks beat the U.S. and Czechia beat Canada. So the old Czechoslovakia, they're back in form. But Canada and U.S. won pretty handily today over who they played, Finland and Sweden, not respectively. However, I said that in that order. Mm-hmm. But that would be a great matchup again. Hopefully, U.S. and Canada can get back into it. That game a couple of years ago, you were at my place, right?
I believe I was.
That was like the Zegras and Turcotte and Jack Hughes. Oh, yeah,
for sure. That was the hell of a year.
Who's that goalie for the Panthers? Spencer Knight. Yeah, that team was good, man. Yeah, Zegras was stacked. Like MVP for sure.
Stacked. So many kids on that team got drafted. Amazing.
First round, too.
Yeah.
That was a huge.
They're like all pretty much that all was a year, 15 kids.
The Red Wings took Sider. He was like the first person off the board that wasn't on the development team. You know?
Yeah, but I remember that year because him and Stutzla had a hell of a tournament, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mo and Stutz. Stutzla didn't play tonight. We watched the Red Wings come back and beat Ottawa for the first time in like three seasons tonight. It was a good game.
Yeah.
But Stutzla was not on the ice. Sorry if I'm not up to speed on that injury, but I'm pretty sure I remember him being out.
Well, they have a pretty extensive injury list too, just like the rest of the league.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the whole league. No kidding. It was a good game. Today, Buffalo took Boston to, OT and won. That was a good back and forth. Lots of speed, lots of OT kind of crappy defending, a lot of good skill. That Tage Thompson.
Good fight.
Good fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
Yeah, it's just great. I love the holiday getting together and having some beverages.
Yes.
Some steak. Couple of drinks ran.
Steak and salmon and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so World Juniors are good. You know, that youth hockey's fun stuff. In fact, Dad, you played from the time you were, what, 17 in the senior league that you played in? The Badger State Hockey League in Wisconsin?
Yes, sir. 1979. I graduated high school in December. How I graduated early, I don't know. A semester early.
Just easier back then or something.
And I got the call from Jerry Simonson. Said that they needed some guys. We were going to Eagle River, and we got up there, and we had like 9 guys on our team.
Ouch.
Is that a case of people not showing up for the road trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect example of how that league went. Probably still is to this day, but.
Yeah, you still hear stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Played in that league for 13 years. It was the best 13 years of my life.
I bet.
Right on.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a hell of a lot of stories from that league for sure.
Went to work a lot of Mondays feeling pretty sore.
That's the life, though, man. You just know that, you know, hockey's still the center of everything. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Our mom's got a lot of stories, too, because she was following them around.
Yep.
And in the stands. And you got funny tales of which city, or not city, but which towns you would play that had the more aggressively androgynous girlfriends and wives. Let's just put it that way. I can put it more crassly if we want.
Nah, you're good.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that. Came out of that real smooth. Real smooth. Yeah. But Dad, you got stories of getting in fights in the hallways on the way to the locker room.
It was old school hockey, no doubt. You didn't have to wear a face mask. Fighting was allowed. Most of the rinks sold beer. First couple seasons playing up in Mosinee, they still had chain link fence instead of plexiglass.
That's awesome.
Wausau had, they were called the Wausau Cyclones because they didn't have cyclone fence versus plexiglass.
Change them up, cyclone fence.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
Like, name your team after stuff you don't have.
Yeah, we don't have this.
Well, it calls back to like what the arenas that we
had. The Toronto arenas. Yeah. That was just the name of the team. Yeah,
they didn't even have an arena.
The
probably.
Wausau Cyclones, because they had cyclone. That's really funny.
Yeah.
So we saw a variety of styles of these prospects that are in that tournament. Give us an idea. What kind of player were you?
Good question.
I started out playing forward first 5 or 6 years on the team, and then I ended up playing defense because I got more ice time playing defense versus offense.
Yeah.
So that was an easy transition as far as I was concerned.
I mean, at home games, that probably was made more sense, because on the road, if you have 9 guys, it didn't matter what position
right,
you were playing.
You still get plenty
of ice time, yeah. We never had a problem getting ice time, but home games, there was 20 guys on the bench, road games, 10. That was very common for all the years. But I was a small guy, like to play feisty hockey. If I could stick a guy, I would stick a guy. back then it was legal, so that was my style.
Yeah. Yeah, we got stories of him, you guys would go get killed like 9-3 and you'd score all 3 goals
right.
of your teams, right?
Yeah, I had some good teammates that would pass me the puck. You know, back in the day when we were down 7-0 after the second period, I'll be honest, our goal was, okay, in the third period, we're going to go out and we're just going to go rough somebody up.
Yeah.
we know we're not going to win this game.
Do some damage, though.
At least we're going to make somebody pay for going in the corner or messing with our goalies. So
that was our style. By scoring on the motherfucker. Right,
yeah. Who do you think was the toughest team to play against?
Probably the Fondy Bears.
Fond du Lac for all you.
Yes, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Yes. I remember my first time when I went to Eagle River in 1979, the goalie Muggsy, we still play against Muggsy.
Yeah. Muggsy still plays drop-in hockey. He's got, 2 artificial hips? He's actually Santa Claus's older dad, actually.
Right.
His dad.
He taught him how to skate, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He invented it, actually.
Right.
He made the first ever skates and ended up being a goaltender. Invented the puck, too.
Right.
So there's some irony.
Up in the North Pole.
Yeah.
Little story about Muggsy. He grew up in Detroit and he was neighbors to the Howell family. He actually played some hockey with them kids.
Okay.
Before he moved up to Eagle River, Wisconsin. So, yeah, very cool. Crazy guy. I'll never forget, though, the first time we played against him, our coach, Larry Myers, said, okay, boys, here's the game plan. You get over the blue line, shoot for his face. Because he didn't have a mask. And I've told Muggsy this in the past, and he's like, that's the dumbest thing your coach could ever told the guys. Because what do you think I'm going to protect first?
I'm
going to protect my face first.
Yeah.
So, he had a comeback for that.
Yeah, that's the comeback. But, I mean, it's still like a rattle. Yeah. Okay, you're going to march over the blue line and wind up, put it on his face, sure. But, I mean, if you had a quick draw and there was a skirmish and he had a screen and he got hit in the face, he wouldn't be so quick with his comeback. Oh, that's really, okay. I'm going to do this thing. Yeah, that's Muggsy with no teeth, which is probably accurate today.
Yeah, he's got to be, how old is he, you think?
Well, I'm 60, so he's got to be 65 plus.
207.
He looks like he's 98 years old. He really does.
He does, though. He still plays.
He does.
He still plays in drop-in in New River. And he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, he's hard to score on.
He is.
You know, there's a weird thing, because he's like, the dude, okay, he never used to wear a mask in the day. Now he wears a helmet and one of those, the cat eye.
Yeah.
Chris Osgood. You know, Felix Potvin, whatever.
Yeah.
The cage, but he doesn't have a chin guard.
Right.
So the cage just ends like under his bottom lip, and it's just beard and chin matter, right? So it's like if you hit him there, like a beard is okay, but it's not padding for pucks, right?
Beards will not stop pucks.
So you're just like shooting. You don't want to be the guy who hit Muggsy in the face.
Right, so you shoot low.
So you shoot low, and you can't score on him. Yeah. He's got all the toe saves. Kicks and it's really cool to play against some of these older guys.
Yeah, and he's actually like a hybrid goalie too. He's not just a stand up.
Yeah, he's good.
Even though he uses those old leather brown pads, still
nothing's changed as far as equipment goes.
Yeah,
still got the Uncle Paulie shoulder pads.
The paper thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The quilt. Chest protector. Well, going back to that thing you said about protecting his face. There was no shortage of damage done with goaltenders that didn't wear masks back in the original six era and prior.
To the rest of their body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they got hit in the face. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Pucks just come at you, you know. But, I mean, watching an NHL game, how often does a goalie get hit in the face?
Doesn't happen a lot. So
not put, more and more. These guys are trying to bank it off of their heads.
Well, that's true. But you get what I mean. Like yeah, an accidental sure. shot to the face that right. a goalie's not ready for, so often. It hits him in the cage. You don't see that quite a bit. So you probably wouldn't see it a lot back then either.
Right.
So that's not happening. So like if you didn't wear a cage, exactly, you like what Muggsy said, you would be inclined to catch the puck or block the puck or do anything that, yeah. but let it mm-hmm. hit you in the teeth.
Right.
Right. So that made you a better goaltender, I would say. If you were in real trouble, especially in the pros, because in the original six era, you had six goaltenders in the entire league, the entire pro hockey world, six goaltenders. There were a lot more than six goaltenders wanting to be in the NHL, who were good enough to be in the NHL. So these guys, if they got hit in the face, I mean, foolishly, of course, and kind of being forced into it, they're going to keep playing.
Yeah, they're not going to miss a shift.
Because they're just going to replace you.
Right.
Because shit was dog-eat-dog big time.
Yeah, like Sawchuck.
Yeah, Sasha. If you guys haven't ever seen, there's a movie. It's just called Goalie.
Yeah, it's called Goalie. It's very good.
It's good. They couldn't use like the imagery. The NHL, I guess, didn't give him clearance for that stuff. But he's clearly wearing like a Red Wing wheel. It's just kind of mutated or whatever.
Yeah. You ever see that movie, Dan?
I have.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, that one showed it very clearly that the manager / coach / owner, you know, this particular one, it was like Jack Adams in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, he definitely pushed him into it.
One second, he's like, oh, my boy, right? Because you're the new goaltender. And then you get hit in the orbital bone with a slap shot from like Boom Boom Jeffrion, right? And it bounces off your cheek, hits the ice, and they tap it in and they score and you lose the game.
Yeah.
You're not his boy anymore. Right. He's like, we're thinking about sitting you down because Glenn Hall's really making a name for himself in the minors. Like, no. So these guys are just going to go through the gauntlet to keep their job, which wasn't paying a lot back then either. But do you want to play hockey for a living? I mean, that was the dream, right?
There's also, maybe we could post a picture of it, but if you Google Terry Sawchuk scars, there's a picture of they enhanced all of the scars that he had on his fit Time magazine. Yeah. So you can see it's like he's unrecognizable. You can't tell
it's who Mary he is. Shelley.
Yeah.
He looks like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And like Gary Cheevers had the same kind of mask.
Right. Awesome. Oh, yeah. And like every time he got a hit with a puck or cut by a puck, he actually had his stitches with the marker or whatever. They weren't just random. He would put them on where his face got hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Evan's trying to pull up this Terry Sawchuk picture. But the other thing about Sawchuk in that picture is he doesn't look like he died when he was like 46 or I forget how old he was, but he wasn't very old at all. He lived a tough life. Yeah. Undiagnosed depression, alcoholism.
He died early.
He did.
Yeah.
He had like a pierced gallbladder.
Yeah,
from falling on like a barbecue that he got in a fight with his roommate. Septic
and died because he didn't know what it was.
Oh, I thought a pierced gallbladder would have been like a new hipster thing. Like,
you actually have a pier like a stud.
Yeah,
right.
I have a gallbladder stud. Yeah. You see my new duodenum ring that I got?
Got a chain coming out your belly button.
Yeah, right.
Attached to your JNCO jeans.
I think we're stealing that bit. I think there was a comedian that had that bit. So I'm just going to say that we're not taking that. Someone's like, no, it's cool. And it's like, don't touch it or I'll shit my pants or something like that.
If you nudge me wrong.
Yeah, not to belittle Terry Sawchuk's awful, fucked up face.
Yeah.
But look at that. Look at that monster.
It's brutal.
That's crazy.
And that's what you get from not wanting to be sent down and lose your job.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, he looks like the guy from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Does.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He was good.
He was great. And he, you know, to the, you know, not the betterment of his health. Went through all that, and one of the best goalies in history.
I mean, he had the career shutout record till I think Brodeur broke it. It's like 103, and Marty Brodeur broke it a couple years before Brodeur wrapped it up.
Mm.
Hey, good trivia question or answer, however you want to say it. Do you remember Brodeur finished with the Blues?
Yeah.
I think he played a couple games, but he got You get traded or signed with the Blues?
He signed. Yeah, you didn't trade him.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, he's synonymous with playing for the Broncos. In the
anyway, CFL, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
I like that we're not giving trivia questions. We're just giving trivia answers.
Yeah.
Welcome to the trivia answer show. That's good.
Yeah. So anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
As we are wont to do. I had a good one for you, Dad, but for the life of me, I talked myself right out of remembering. We're talking about Muggsy, talking about you playing in the day, all that shit. What are you going to do? Well, you had good teammates, as you said. Now,
because you can
go out and be a pest, be a Marchand, right? So you're a goal scorer, you're a smaller dude. You like sticking guys, like nut cupping them. I mean,
that's where I learned that from.
What's the most despicable thing you think you've done in a hockey game to another player?
I'll probably just stick them in the balls.
Yeah.
You know, as hard as I possibly could.
Yeah. That's hard, too. Get your holy 2 minutes shit. Worth of it.
That's right. Oh, man. That's probably it. And a lot of times guys didn't like that.
No,
and, I can't imagine they would.
No,
that's hard.
I would have some really good teammates that would stick up for me. Ronnie Gibbs. I remember a couple times where guys were coming after me, and Ronnie would jump in and just drop the gloves. And one time, I remember, man, he got the worst of it. I bought him beer that night.
So they fed him lunch, and you fed him dinner.
Yeah, I just remember he got pummeled big time. But I thank him dearly. God rest his soul. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, I had some guys that stuck up for me, and I appreciated it. Occasionally, I would drop them, but I never did very well when it came to dropping the gloves. So I tried to use my stick as much as possible.
Yeah, scoring goals and making guys make sure that they didn't have too many kids.
Yeah,
in the future, right? God, just think about that idea. So you're not just sticking them
as
nuts,
hard as you
doing
can.
As hard as you can.
Yeah.
But you always told us.
Yeah, like, if you're going to get a penalty, make it worth it.
Right, get your 2 minutes worth. So we used to, like, if you'd slash a dude on the shin pads,
like you'd hurt,
after the game, Dad would be like, you hit him where he doesn't feel it. Like, if you're going to
hit him on the back of the legs.
The back of the leg, exactly. You know, get your dollars worth.
How
for
times
sure.
have changed.
Yeah. Well, I hope that there's still... I think there's still that dirty aspect of hockey that's always going to be like an underlying. It's not nearly as bad as it used to be, but we're good. Not nearly as good as it used to be.
Right.
Well, you know, now with two referees, it's harder to get away with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The game has really changed. It's a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the refs, in my opinion, still call games like it's a basketball game. When you touch a guy, it's a foul, you know.
Yeah,
like, come on, man. It's hockey.
We watched a Wings game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Some really brutal calls.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's probably the most frustrating thing about watching modern day hockey is some of the calls are just really.
Mm-hmm.
Got to ask yourself, come on.
I think it extends to other leagues too, because watching high school hockey all the time now, working at the rink, it seems like they direct their anger in different ways. Now, and it's more dangerous because they're headhunting and trying to kill kids against the boards, just like not even looking at the puck at all, instead of, you know, okay, so you got like a bruised leg or, you know, a
pierced gallbladder,
sore ball, just to stay in front of the net. But nowadays it's like, if I see you coming toward me, I'm gonna come at you with everything I have. I'm going to leap a foot off the ice and just dive into your face. Like, that's how guys play nowadays. Obviously, the NHL is different, but, you know.
That's high school hockey.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you got, like, six guys that are pretty decent on a team, and the other
they're all
12 guys are just, like, you know, either they came off the football team, and they just want to go out there and kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a uniform thing. Like, well, that's the thing with the NHL, too, about – not having specific role-playing guys that are enforcers.
Right.
Because you need all 12 skaters to be able to play a role, you know? So it's like Ryan Reeves don't fall out of the fucking sky anymore. Like, how do you get a guy who can
fight, who can hit, who can skate, who can pitch in offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
They're out there, but it's like, do they fit what the GMs want? Are they going to put that together? But as long as there's still an audience for that type of, you're clamoring for that type of hockey. Yeah. You want hits.
Pat Maroon is another
one
of those guys, just a kind of old school player.
You know, Mort Sider this year, and, you know, people pay more attention to you when you win the Calder Trophy, right? So next year it's going to be harder. And he's doing well enough. But, you know, we haven't seen, like, those reverse hits.
Yeah.
He hasn't been hitting as much as he was last year, but there's still plenty of time. He's throwing some good hits. But I like it. I like that old fashioned. You know, when we got, when the Red Wings got Sider, and it surprised everyone, right? And then he played for the Griffins a little bit. I remember seeing some YouTube highlights. And every time he would hit someone and the guy would fall, before he skated away, he'd give him at least one good cross check.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
While the guy was down.
Gotta love
it. It's like whoever taught him how to play hockey taught him how to do that the right way.
Yeah.
It's just something so frustrating. Down. Like, you know, I wouldn't have hit you if you didn't be so foolish as to think you can come at
right.
it.
Yeah.
But since you did it, oh, you just cracked one over the, oh, God. You know, I didn't like because it affected Dylan Larkin, but when Jamie Benn cross-checked him across the back of the neck a couple years ago, I got to say, I respected that play. It was just this, like, this is this league.
Right.
And this is what you have to deal with to play in it. You know, you shouldn't be protecting guys for keeping their heads down.
Yeah.
You hit a dude with his head down, suddenly it's your fault, not his fault. I mean, yeah, you don't want to do anything illegal, but if it's a clean hit, you know.
Well, not say that what Jamie Benn did wasn't
dirty. No, it was dirty.
It was super dirty.
Did any Red Wing ever go after Jamie Benn for that?
I think someone did the following
year. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we were built that way at the time.
No.
You know.
We're still not.
No, I mean,
you
got not.
Like Ben Sherratt did a good job of sticking up for the team.
Heroic.
For Heroic. As far as fights goes, later,
but he dropped it with him, though. I mean, it says more than
a precedent for sure.
But again, how do you get, you know, do you need Ryan Reeves on your team to fight Ryan Reeves because he's on another team? Right. There's not enough Ryan Reeves to go around. So it's just built differently these days. So that's all the reverence we have for all these stories you tell us of the past, Dad, is just that dirty, dirty hockey.
Yeah.
Beautiful slap shot hockey.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is now he can wear it because he finally got his Chiefs shirt.
Yeah. His Reggie Dunlop shirt.
Yeah.
Icing happened when the puck come down, bang, you know.
No one there. My arm comes up, play stop, then start up.
We're going to take a quick break. And while we do so, we're going to invite you to head on over to Instagram. Search us up at Do For A Sharpening. Give us a follow. There's lots of great stuff to see there, as well as on the World Wide Web. If you head on over to doforasharpening.com. You'll find information about this episode as well as others, but please go check that out. And if you are ever so kind, wherever you are listening to this, please drop us a rating and leave us a written review. It helps us to get discovered by other listeners just like you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
So it's New Year's. Great day of hockey, everything we said. You know, we're all feeling pretty nice. Everybody's opening up their gifts. Well, we had a bit of a stragglers Christmas.
A little.
So, kind of did Christmas with this branch of the family, which is why we're, you know, able to be in the same studio tonight, which just feels great. And it really feels great because this bourbon is just nice. It's just flying.
Yes, sir.
New Year's bourbon. Pour some champagne on that later.
Anybody get any nog?
Eggnog.
We do. We do have nog. We do actually have a mixture. I have leftovers from my family's Christmas, and there's several members of my family who do not drink regular eggnog. They drink nog.
Silk nog.
Silk nog.
So it's like almond nog or soy nog,
like,
or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Silk nog just sounds like, I don't know. Just
that
like,
goes along
like
with the
dirty.
Sounds a little healthier.
Yeah, I guess.
Dirty, healthier. It goes along with the pierced duodenum or whatever.
Whenever I hear silk, I always think silk exotic, which is like a gentleman's club down in the Milwaukee area.
And I'm like, I don't want to drink that at all.
Yeah.
Like, but no, we have that.
Okay.
if you want that,
I'll try it, I guess.
But we do have some regular.
Okay.
Regular good old fashioned eggnog.
Nice.
Okay, right on. We'll get into that. Oh, yeah. That's a good thing you brought that up. I would hate to have gone this entire weekend not adding that into the mix. You know,
gotta have the nog.
Gotta have the nog.
The nog. Nog is very Slavic sounding. I could see a dude from
Nog, like
the Czech Republic, having their last name be Nog, but it's pronounced like Naj or
it'd be
something.
Like AA with umlauts over both.
Yeah, umlauts over the letters that aren't there.
Right.
Yeah.
But it makes the, you know,
Nog.
It makes it a Nog.
Nerg. Ferk. Remember Ferk?
Martin Ferk.
He's like the only player in the NHL that ever had not have a
vowel in his name.
Right. Exactly. FRK. Ferk. Yep.
Freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freak. I don't know if there's any rules to their naming process.
Wow.
Some of their names are out there. They're very cool. But Nog sounds like it could fit that to a tag.
Yeah.
A tag.
I think we should get some Nog in us.
All right. So we're going to get some Nog. No, but on the New Year's thing, we were going to talk about resolutions.
Yes. We should talk about resolutions. Well, I mean, obviously, everyone makes resolutions at the beginning of at the end of the year for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that we wanted to share some of our resolutions. You just pointed at me to go yes. first. It seems
well, it was either that or my right hand's, you know, full. So I had to point
bourbon,
at someone.
Bourbon in his right hand.
Bourbon.
So my resolutions. I full disclosure, you haven't heard much from me. I don't talk too much on this. I'm a football guy that transplanted to hockey relatively recently.
Yeah.
I'm from the Green Bay area. I'm a big Packer fan. I've always really enjoyed hockey, but I've never been a huge like follower, and I've just been getting into it. So I have two resolutions. Two resolutions this year are, one, I've been getting more into the Wings, and I'm going to continue to get further into the Wings, because I've been really enjoying watching the games, and doing this podcast has actually educated me a ton about, you know, hockey and the inner workings, and like, and actually like, it's the off the ice stuff that I'm learning about, like the CBAs and the contracts and all that stuff, because it's so different from the world that I'm adjusted to.
Right.
And then I think the second one is I'm also producing this podcast and editing and recording and engineering and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
so insane.
Yeah, we get a lot from this football man over here.
Yeah,
football guy, as you call them.
And I'm pretty much self-taught. Everything I know is from YouTube. And so my other resolution is to continue to improve the podcast, to continue improving my craft in making this and making it sound as good as it can, and keep it going. So those are my two resolutions. Keep watching hockey, keep getting into hockey, and make this sound better.
I know.
If I could jump in here, I've listened to the last 8 podcasts. I'm very proud of my two boys and my son-in-law, but I would like for my son-in-law to introduce himself, give us a little insight, number one, what his name is, because I've listened to all the podcasts, and
it's not important.
He jumps in, and I'm glad he's jumping in, but... you know, who the heck are you?
my name is Evan. My name is Evan Marlowe.
His name was Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson. Yeah, I'm the brother-in-law here.
True.
Yeah, I do a little bit of, so I'm an educator and I work in music. And so doing this recording stuff is kind of an offshoot of what I like to do normally in my day-to-day. So. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we got into it. I mean, your ability to record all this, and it just kind of happened.
Yeah, this is my hobby. So I really enjoy tech and like and recording and music tech and all that stuff. I love this is what I love to do. So this is not work at all. Like I'm glad I get the opportunity to do it. So
very cool. Oh yeah, right there with you. I will say that other than the intro with the I'm Dan, I'm Eric.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we've ever disclosed who is who.
No.
Anyway. No. So
that's why,
like,
I had to jump in.
He's not that far off from, you know, right. Even us, where nobody knows or kind of gives a shit.
No one cares.
Yeah. We talk. If they want to tune in, they can. I know that's not how podcasts work. Tune in.
Lower voice guy is Dan and higher voice guy. No.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, I think it's the opposite. I think Eric is more of the lower. Yeah, Eric's the lower voice guy. And Dan's the wild one. Dan's the one I have to put the limiter
wild
on.
Wild boy. Yeah.
There you go.
Dan's sound gets compressed a lot.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It does. I'm all over.
I must say, since Dad's on the podcast, I haven't heard the F-bomb yet. My dad would be very happy.
I think we've definitely
Grandma might be able to listen to this episode.
We've been drinking. Grandma's an adult woman. Why was she bailed to listen? I don't know where you guys get this shit.
Yeah, she can listen to swear. Yeah, she won't melt.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell?
Welcome to the 90s, dude. All right?
Welcome to the 21st century. Yeah. 20th century.
George. Yeah. So anyway,
yeah,
that I'm sure sets you up for one of your New Year's resolutions. Have your mom listen to the podcast more.
Yeah. Right?
In spite of the content.
Right.
God fucking damn it.
She would love it. She swears more than you do.
Depends on what's happening.
At whom?
Yeah, at whom. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
My resolution for this year is continue to spend more and more time with my family. What life's all about. So that's my main mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. That means it's my turn.
Sure.
You're up, Eric.
Okay. Unless you have any more, Dad.
All right. Well, I would, can I add on?
Yeah.
We meet, just to give you a little bit of background on us, like the behind the scenes, we meet every week on Thursday nights, and it's turned into something that I really look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We never really got a chance to see each other a ton over the past few years, and then we started doing this, and now we see each other weekly.
Yeah,
and it's turned into like we talk about the podcast, but it's more just let's just catch up and have
just
fun
hang out.
And that's the beauty of this podcast. That's what makes this so much fun.
It is. It's absolutely been able to really develop a further relationship, and it is funny to meet in person because you don't think about it. That it's like all the last times we've all hung out was virtual, because you do get lost in it. When you're staring at your computer screen and you're looking at the camera and you're talking,
it's very
like
different.
You may as well all hang out. It doesn't really seem like it's worlds away or anything like that, because it's not. I mean, you're really talking to each other, looking at each other. So when we came here to your house, you know, it was like old hat.
It did just blow pretty well.
It did.
So it's been able to help us continue with that development as a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
This is the part where we get all sappy. So get out your
Eric resolution.
Right. Yeah, your tissues.
Get out your tissues and, you know, don't let the neighbors see.
Yeah.
This is like, well, there's only one thing you do with tissues, right? Yeah.
Sure. I would say my main resolution is to, I don't know, just finish school strong and get all my projects done as well as I possibly can. Try to impress some businesses out there. Go find a damn job, you know.
If you're relatively new to the podcast, so Eric has been in school to be a luthier. A guitar creator, repairer.
Yeah.
He does a damn good job at it too. I was playing
fantastic.
Three different of your guitars last night.
Well, the one that I had for Christmas anyway.
Eric redid an acoustic guitar of mine. I think I paid like $260 for it. It had a lot of work that was needed on it, but it was cool little Taylor guitar. Eric probably put like $1,000 worth of work into it, but he got credit for school.
I got that was I don't know, 90% of the points that I needed for repairs. It was on this one guitar. And then I did one other thing and I was done.
So that's a universal loophole. Here's a life hack for you.
Right.
You want to save money on getting really good quality anything? Have a sibling who's going to school for that thing, right?
Right.
So you need your car fixed. Have a sibling that is going to school to be a mechanic. Then you can get your shit fixed for free.
Need a haircut.
Yeah. Do it.
Right. Don't go to the barber college.
So really what we're talking about is like old fashioned, like Finnish Lutheran families that have like 98 kids.
Right.
Because, you know,
you like just have options.
80 of them are going to die from rickets when they're tiny. But, like, eventually you have enough field hands, little farm people to do that. Yeah. That could get messy if you're already into your family situation or, you know.
Getting deep.
Well, that's how it starts.
Right.
You got to get in there. You want to make kids, you got to get deep. You got to get deep. It says that on the fucking Statue of Liberty.
Get deep.
Get deep, baby. Yeah. Welcome to America.
Get deep. Get deep.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Yeah, so Eric has great guitar skills, and he's done a really good, really, really good job.
Yeah, so want to finish out, get a job, to enjoy what I do every day.
Danny boy. Right on. Resolution, first things first, be more understanding, be more communicative and verbal.
Right on.
That would be his nose
right.
rubbing against the mic because I'm trying to
stimulate the microphone.
Yeah.
It's not weird at all.
Right. No,
not weird.
No.
Hey, you know, this isn't live.
No, not at all.
So as if we have goldfish memory because of all the eggnog. Evan, your turn. New Year's resolutions.
I'm gonna educate people on the fact that we are living in a simulation, correct?
Oh, yeah for sure.
We are. This is all a simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wish we could, like, tap into that and control it.
Thought he went first.
Yeah, that was the joke, Pops.
Yeah, well, that wasn't exactly a resolution either. That was just, you know, telling it like it is.
Yeah. I resolved to tell the truth.
This guy
to everyone.
Took, is it the red pill?
Yeah.
Okay.
The purple pill, man.
Change but, it yeah. to where our hockey team yeah. wins more.
That's it. We resolved to see the Wings win more.
Right. They're going to win 40 Stanley Cups in a row.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to program that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna program. Mm-hmm. Manifestation.
Yeah.
You gotta speak it into the real right. world.
Speak it right here.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, this has been a blast.
Sure, I think
we still have the rest of that Canada game to watch, even though we know what happens. But, you know.
Yeah, we'll see if anything if Shane Wright showed up to play. By the way, I don't know
is if even on the team
watching it, but Shane Wright's the captain. There's the whole to-do about him falling to fourth overall when he was supposed to be first overall. And, you know, we're not beginners to this, and nuances aside or anything. Like, we did watch the first period of the Canada-Sweden. He had a really nice assist.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's not, I don't know, it's Bedard is just outshining everyone. But
I mean,
Shane Wright sucks.
He really didn't get a good fair shake when he got brought up to the league, though.
What was the shake he didn't get?
Oh, never. No, I'm thinking of McTavish. Never mind. Because McTavish was one
different guy.
He barely played in the NHL when they brought him up because they gave him like 3 or 4 minutes of ice.
Put him in the game.
But anyway, minors. Different guy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But Shane Wright, he's got a lot of work ahead of him. I mean,
Bedard is that good. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So Connor Bedard is the plug in. We could put a hashtag when we post this on Instagram. So everyone who's all into the whole Connor Bedard circus can, you know, follow us. Let's get some more traffic on this mofo.
That's right.
Real deal.
Yeah. He is the real deal. And yeah. You should be. If you're that much of a standout in this tournament with guys your own age, which now I think he's finally old enough to where these people are his own age because he was always way younger.
Yeah, because
he still wear a cage.
He's still 17.
Okay, yeah. So he's still he's the real deal. You should be outscoring your peers at an insane rate.
If you're supposed to be that good,
that dude, you know. But it's one of those weird things about every year there's a first round pick or a first overall pick, and not every year are they a generational talent. I mean, hence the that's self-explanatory. Generational talent is not going to be every year, but
it almost makes me happy that the Wings have yet to earn that lottery gift to where you're the first overall, because God, you would hate for it to land on a year where we got like Nico Hischier, right. Ryan Nugent, Hopkins, which good players, but they're no Connor Bedards or Connor McDavids or Sidney Crosby's or Nate McKinnon, blah, blah, blah. Man, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess in like a vindictive way, I'm like, oh, fuck winning the lottery. We don't need it anyway. Yeah, I'd rather get fourth overall, you know.
3 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop screwing Detroit. That's Disney.
It is. Disney. I think this is multiple times we've made Disney the enemy of our podcast.
We sure have.
Sorry, Walt. You know, he's listening.
We're not sorry.
Oh, yeah.
He's frozen.
Right. Okay.
Frozen's still dead.
Down there in Orlando somewhere.
If you unthaw him, he's still, or thaw him. Unthawing would be freezing.
Refreezing.
We already unthawed him.
Freezer burn.
He's unthawed at the moment. Dad.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was really great to have Dad on. Yeah. We'll get some, we'll have you back. We'll have some more stories.
Well, thanks for having us.
Get it.
Really proud of you guys.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. All right.
So, Happy New Year's.
Yes,
everybody
out
there. Happy New Year's. Always add an S to the end of things.
Right.
Happy New Year's. Don't mess with the Batmans.
Over and out.
Over and out.
Woo!
Due for a Sharpening is hosted by brothers Dan and Eric Riley. It is produced, edited, and recorded by Evan Marlowe. Our social media team is headed up by Keely Marlowe. And all music from Due for a Sharpening is courtesy of Marquette, Michigan's own Sophomore Slump. You want to hear more from them? Head to sophomoreslump1.bandcamp.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.